Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and for all Chamber things, just simply go to durangobusiness.org. Trying to think if we have any reminders. Oh, I do want to plug mark your calendar February 8th. It's a ways out, but we're doing Chamber Day at the Capitol. So we'll be up at, almost at Fort Lewis College. Well, maybe they'll be there too, but we'll be at the state capitol, and that is going to be on February 8th. We're going to have some tours and also how to work with legislatures and some training sessions. So, Sarah, how are you?
I am good. How are you, Jack?
You know, I am good, I think.
You think?
Community connections.
Yes, yeah, and, absolutely.
You've been the chair or involved with the board how long?
Yeah, I've been involved with the board since 2016, and I would say I think I've been board chair for a little over 4 years. But
okay.
I think for most of us since 2020, there's about a two-year span of amnesia for a lot of us. So.
Yeah, and I still have it. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Well, and first off, thank you for serving on a board, because a lot of times trying to get board members can be very challenging.
It can absolutely be challenging. I know that we are always looking for more board mm-hmm. members, but it is very rewarding, and Community Connections is a remarkable organization.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And having Tara at the helm.
Yes, also, she's amazing. She's wonderful. So fortunate to have her. She's incredible.
Yeah, she was in my leadership applauded class. Didn't know her, you know, from Adam, as they say. And I was so impressed. And yeah. Just getting to know her even more over the years. She's amazing.
She is. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah. And what else is amazing, you guys have Festival of Trees.
Yes.
Right around the corner.
Oh, I'm so excited about it. It's one of my, Christmas time is my favorite time of year anyways, all okay. the holidays. But Festival of Trees is just, we're so fortunate to be doing this. It is our 20th year of doing
wow.
it, so it's kind of a big deal. And
yeah.
it is, now it's actually officially called Festival of Trees and Wreaths,
uh-huh.
where we have wreaths that are in Montezuma County that people can view between November 20th to December 10th and see
okay.
the wreaths. And then for Festival of Trees, you can see all the trees and wreaths now over at the Durango Silverton Railroad Museum.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend going in there. It is so fun.
Yeah,
it looks
it.
Awesome. And just, it's been so special to do all of this. And our official kind of fundraiser with Festival of Trees kicks off December 1st through the 3rd.
Okay.
So it kicks off on Noel night.
Oh, and what a fun
time.
It's
a really fun time to stop by.
Yeah. So, but you can see them now. So it's all set
you can.
Up.
You can preview.
Okay.
I really recommend, because it kind of helps you with your strategy on how you want to bid and what
right.
tree and what wreath you want. I will say I'm particularly proud of the one me and my children put together.
Okay.
Which is a wreath that is kind of farmhouse themed and comes with a startup chicken coop.
A startup chicken? Oh,
yes.
How fun.
So,
all right.
Big fan of that one, but I'm a little biased.
Yeah, a little biased. And so look for the con tree.
The con tree, the con yeah. family tree. Yeah.
All right. Well, and how many trees are there total?
Gosh, we have 35 trees total. Mm-hmm. And across Montezuma County and La Plata County, we have 70 wreaths.
Oh, wow.
A lot of opportunities for people to
yeah.
win. We also have some experience packages that people can bid on
mm-hmm.
where an example of it would be in Pagosa would be a stay at a hotel there, a soak at a hot spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we also had a donation of a hot air balloon ride for
oh,
that.
Oh, very fun.
Yeah.
So you can, and is that kind of like a silent auction bidding, or how do you obtain that?
Yeah. So what you would do is you would end up going to Community Connections, our website,
mm-hmm.
and go to our website. There's a section on it that says how to get involved.
Yeah.
And you have Festival of Trees. The platform we use for bidding is virtual, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's through GiveSmart, and it's great because we have family that are all over the country that are able to participate online
uh-huh.
and it is in live in-time bidding, and you see, okay, it's getting down to the wire. There's an hour here and people stick by their phones
right.
and try to outbid. It gets competitive. It's
oh,
great.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it reminds me when we did the Coolest Dog in Durango
mm-hmm.
contest, and it was funny because it came right down to the wire and somebody pumped in. I mean, it was a few thousand dollars at the very end.
Oh, yeah.
For their dog to win.
It's fabulous. I'm a big fan. Yeah.
It's like a big, you know, watching a horse race almost or a dog race. So you can bid on the tree that you, the con tree. So if I say, I want that chicken coop, so I can sit there and bid as many times as I want.
As many times as you want.
And I get real-time updates.
Yeah, it's wonderful because if someone outbids you,
you
can sign up to get a text message that says, hey, you've been outbid by this. Do you want to up your ante?
Yeah.
And it's fun. You can put a minimum in there of where you're willing to go.
Sure.
And just with a text message, even just say yes.
Yes.
Go up and another $5.
Just keep bumping. Mm-hmm. So with this is all to raise money for Community Connections. Yeah. All money stays here.
Mm-hmm.
In La Plata County,
La Plata, Montezuma, Archuleta,
five counties,
yeah.
Yeah, La Plata, Montezuma, Archuleta, San Juan, which is also Silverton, and Dolores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, with that then, is this your biggest fundraiser of the year?
It is. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year. This is where we really pull out all the stops.
Uh-huh.
And I, like I said, it's incredible. It's wonderful. Community Connections is an amazing organization.
Yeah, what do you guys do?
Well, if it's okay, I'd love to just kind of read our mission and vision statement.
Please.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, so Community Connections' mission is to create opportunities for children and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities to lead healthy and fulfilling lives within our community. Our vision is of a community where all people with disabilities have the same opportunities as other community members, which I can say wholeheartedly stand behind.
Yeah. Well, and it's, and I remember, so Richard, and I, Richard was in my Civitan club years ago.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because he helped me to feel comfortable approaching someone.
Yeah.
You know, and I would see him out and about, and I never would have approached him, but I was like, hey, Richard, how are you?
Oh,
and
Richard was amazing.
Yeah.
So we do, this will be our second year since losing Richard when he passed away, and this will be our second year as a board, because he was a board member. Him and I actually joined the same month in 2016.
Aww.
And the board does a dedication tree, a Richard Siegley tree that people can bid on.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, and that's just one example of integration, you know, and, you know, individuals, you know, again, with developmental and intellectual disabilities that can, you know, be in society and just thrive in that environment, especially when they're treated as an equal.
Absolutely. It's an organization that is very much about being equitable, giving opportunity, creating creative solutions to achieving a goal. And really, every single person deserves the right to live a fulfilling, joyful life.
Yeah. And along that, I mean, you mentioned needing board members, but I would assume also you're always looking for individuals to help out and
volunteer,
everything, or even work, you know, and be employed to help those in need.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The employment opportunities, volunteer opportunities, even for those who maybe aren't looking into being a board member but want to be involved on a little bit more of a organized basis, we have plenty of committees.
Mm-hmm.
We have financial committees. We have fundraising and all of that that are just looking for people who have a heart for others and are bringing their talents. Everyone has something to bring to the table.
Right, right. And I think that it's so important. And like you say, there's something for everyone, even if it's helping, you know, you probably need volunteers to work Festival of Trees to explain, you know, how this all works. So you can vote for the ticket for your favorite tree.
Online. You can you can vote for favorite, best of show, stuff like that.
Oh, how exciting.
It is. I'm very excited about it.
But you're determined you're going to win.
Oh, absolutely.
1,000%.
I mean, yeah, the Kahn family wreath is taking it this year.
So it's a wreath, not a tree?
Ours, we did a wreath this year.
Oh. Well, how big is that chicken coop?
I think it takes about a 5 to 6 chicken experience, so I have not put it together yet.
Five to six chicken experience.
It's a chicken experience.
Yeah, well, bark. Anyway, I used to raise chickens. I had chickens growing up.
Oh, really?
And the best thing ever is I remember I reached under the hen, and she laid the egg right in my hand.
No, she did not.
Yeah, and she did, and I went in and fried it up. It was the freshest egg I've ever
chicken.
Had. It was
very farm to table.
As it gets. Know, right from the chicken into the, yes, absolutely. But my mom finally, I think, said to my dad, okay, chicken's got to go when one of them wandered in the house.
Yeah. You don't, that's not exactly where you want them.
Yeah. It was time to, anyway, I think that my dad named that one Henrietta. Anyway, enough about my chicken stories. But you can check out Festival of Trees. It all starts on Noel night.
It does, yeah.
Yep. And is that Noel night or Noel day? I mean, because you
can I believe during the day you can actually start going in. And Noel night is usually when we get the most amount of traffic of people coming in.
So busy, yeah.
And just all weekend long. And then it ends, I believe, and if I'm wrong about this, please forgive me, everyone. Yeah. But the last bid can go in at 5 p.m. on the 3rd.
On the 3rd, okay. Well, get all the details. But what's really cool is you can go down to the train museum, which is always free.
Always free.
Yep, no admission charge. And I love taking people there. They just wander around. And some friends came to town. They were in there for a couple hours. And they just were like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing.
Oh, it's incredible. The history of our town is remarkable.
Yeah.
And the Durango-Silverton Railroad, the train station, has been a huge supporter of community connections for a very long time. We've really appreciated the relationship we have with them for allowing us to host Festival of Trees there.
So if you're going to, I know the November 17th, actually, well, it started last week because we're pre-recording this, but Polar Express is going on right now. And as you get off the Polar Express, you go through the festival to
on your way to Santa.
Exit. You can check it all out. It's all about the marketing.
It is, and it is wonderful to just send any information you can to friends and family, whether they are local or whether they live all the way in Hawaii. It doesn't matter. Anyone can be a part of it and support.
Absolutely. And again, you can go on to, and I know GiveSmart, would you have the actual, I know it's like givesmart.com/something.
I would say the best way to find it is to go to communityconnectionsco.org.
Okay, communityconnectionsco.org.
And on there, you'll see a tab that says Get Involved, Festival of Trees, and it'll have a direct link for you to go find it.
And just take you right there. And then you
can take you there.
Bid until your heart's content.
Absolutely. And then explain it later to whoever you're giving the tree to. So.
Well, and that's what's so fun because, I mean, and so many participating different businesses from throughout the area, and Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah. They've been a big part of it.
They've always done a really cool tree. And I know there's so many trees. I can't name them all.
This year, I mean, everyone has always been incredible with their tree decoration.
Yeah.
But there is something special about the 20th year anniversary of this that people have pulled out all the stops.
They've just stepped up.
It is amazing to see what is down at that train station right now.
Yeah. And again, if you don't know where the train station is, just head south on Main in downtown Durango. You'll run into the depot, go through the depot, follow the track south or signage, and then head on into the museum. And and you feel like you're stepping back in time, and you will definitely start getting in, as you mentioned earlier, the spirit of Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. So, not that you're biased or anything like that, but do you have a second favorite?
Oh, that's up there. My goodness. I will say that one of them that caught my eye as a tree is one that is kind of Barbie themed.
Oh, okay.
And it's very fun. It doesn't have actual, I think, Barbie stuff on it.
Uh-huh.
But with kind of the rage of pink and stuff and Barbie lately in the last few months, it is a very fun tree.
Okay. I'm going to check it all out. I'm going to head down there because it is one of those things when I'm feeling like the, Scrooge or
when you get a little curmudgeon-y.
I always seriously though, I go in there and it just lifts me into the spirit, makes me go, all right, I'm putting on my little Dickens village that I've had for years.
Yes.
I'm doing all the decorating and everything
open the eggnog and put on Bing Crosby.
Yeah, and a little rum.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, a little.
Is that allowed at home?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, all right. Okay, so remind us where we go to vote.
You will go to communityconnectionsco.org to the tab for Festival of Trees, and it will take you to the GiveSmart website where you can set up your account, and starting live on December 1st, begin the process of trying to win.
All right. Well, Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'll see you down at the festival.
Yes, you will. Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you so much, Jack.
Check it all out. CommunityConnections.co?
CommunityConnectionsCO.org.
All right. I'll get it right. I should have taken notes. Thanks for listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.